Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. No matter what business you're in, make our business banking team yours. Ulster Bank Ireland Tech is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Executives from KBC, Bank of Ireland and Permanent TSB have today been meeting with the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, to answer questions about their handling of tracker mortgage customers. After those meetings, Bank of Ireland's Chief Executive, Francesca McDonagh, spoke very briefly to reporters.
A meeting with the minister, and we listened very carefully to what the minister had to say and his concerns. We are treating this matter very seriously, and we'll be making a statement in due course. And that's everything I have to say. Thank you.
Will Bank of Ireland be apologising to customers?
How long is it going to take to repay the customers?
Do you have any message for customers of Bank of Ireland affected by this?
Will you be patient? Any apologies to customers affected?
The chief executive of KBC Bank, Wim Verbraeken, also spoke as he left the meeting.
KBC Bank Ireland can confirm that we had a productive and informative meeting with the Minister for Finance this morning. The minister conveyed the government's grave concerns around the matter to us. We have undertaken to revert to the minister on the matters discussed, and we anticipate to be in a position to issue a statement later this week.
I'm joined now by former Finance Minister Alan Dukes, who was Public Interest Director at Anglo-Irish Bank and served on the board of the IBRC until 2013. Alan Dukes, good evening to you.
Good evening, Mary.
You know bankers, you know politics, and you know finance. How do you think that meeting today with Pascal Donoghue progressed?
Well, it's impossible to say, really, from what was said and what was not said by the chief executives as they came out. But I think that this is an issue that is going to need very, very vigorous action by both the minister and the central bank. It seems to me that what needs to be done is that the banks will immediately put all of those people who are on tracker mortgages and take it off them back onto trackers and put in a scheme of compensation for people who have lost their houses and suffered other losses as a result of the changes. If the banks don't do that voluntarily, I think then the minister has to require the central bank to act. I think the central bank has the powers to find out, to get all the necessary information from the banks, and if necessary, it could ask members of the public who feel they're being left out of the scheme to contact it, and then it would proceed to get, again, the relevant information from the banks, and simply act to restore the position that had been there before the change was made. That will require the banks to take a hit, in terms of their possibly their capital position and certainly in terms of their earnings, but that's the price of sorting out the problem. This is one particularly noxious corner of a wider problem with mortgages that are in distress. And I think that we've gone on for far too long avoiding the ultimate solution to all of this, which is that the banks have to take a hit to recognise the reality of the indebtedness and inability to meet their obligations on the part not only of people who are taken off tracker mortgages, but other people who find their mortgages are just unsustainable.
But as you know, Alan Dukes, banks are made up of people. Banks are made up of senior managements and boards of directors. You've sat at a table as a director in the public interest. When bad things are happening and when they are brought to the attention of boards, does nobody bang the table and just say, enough? The customer cannot be treated like this. This
well,
has
Mary,
been going on. This didn't happen this year or last year.
No,
this has been going on for several years.
Yes, and the situation that you illustrate there hasn't been my personal experience. In Anglo-Irish Bank at IBRC, we had to deal with a lot of legacy issues. The board of the Nationalised Bank basically had to see what could be recovered from the wreckage of what had gone before. And we found a number of very difficult problems, including cases where customers had been badly dealt with by the bank. And we had to set out to remedy that. And there was no question but that we had to do it. I think the same situation applies to all of the banks that are involved in the tracker mortgage issue now. They simply have to face up to the fact. And if they don't do it voluntarily, then the central bank and the minister have to oblige them to do it. And I think the central bank has the means to do it. It has the right to know everything about what the banks do, and it has the right to require them to take action. The central bank, as it happens, has taken a series of actions about distressed mortgages going back some years now. it hasn't been enough, in my view, but it certainly has the power to require banks to follow particular lines of action in order to resolve the problem.
I wonder
it hasn't been done. We still have a big problem of non-performing mortgage loans in banks that has to be dealt with. And as I say, this tracker mortgage issue is one particularly noxious part of that overall problem.
It is, and it is the one at the moment. When you saw people come before the Finance Committee last week and you saw their health had been taken from them, in some cases their homes had been taken from them, and, you know, they look back and they see when the banks needed a guarantee, it happened overnight. When they needed billions in bailouts, it happened for them. They need a few thousand to put them back where they were before their tracker was taken from them. And the banks today walk away and say there'll be a statement later in the week. Nobody said, we are sorry. Nobody stood their ground and said, we want to apologise to these people. Isn't it time bankers were made accountable?
It is. My belief is that if they don't do it voluntarily, you know, they should be obliged to do it, as I've said. And it's not just a question of some thousands. There are people who have been put in extremely painful positions by all of this. And a few thousand won't solve the problem for them. There are people who have lost their houses on account of this, and a few thousand won't solve their problem either. So measures have to be taken.
But, you know, it isn't the billions that the banks needed to keep going. A far, far smaller amount will sort these people out.
Yes, yes. And that's one of the reasons that measures should be taken immediately. As I've said, I think, on this particular problem and on the wider mortgage problem, there's no way out of it, but the banks have to take a hit. That will be unpalatable for the banks. It may well be unpalatable for the government, but it's what is required in the name of social justice.
But will they take a hit and put it down to a tax write-off? Does this really, at the end of all of this is what happens? The minister calls them in today, he admonishes them, the central bank governor looks at maybe an increased levy or a fine, and off they go again. They write it off against something else and we move on to the next scandal.
No, Mary, I believe that it's possible to set up a system under which all of this would be revealed and reported properly to the central bank and to the minister, that a figure can be put on it, it will take some time to do it, and the banks will simply be levied that figure and told that they can't increase their interest rates or any other part of their activity to compensate for it, but it has to come from their profits or off their balance sheet. That's what I mean by requiring the banks to take
But how do you change something else, Alan Duke, something Elaine Byrne was talking about yesterday? How do you change a culture that says it's OK to rip off your customers?
By making sure that people who rip off their customers have to repair the damage in some way, such as the one I've suggested. There's no other way of doing it.
Now, does the central bank have the necessary teeth? Does the minister have the teeth to make the banks do what people want them to do?
The central bank has the power to require banks to give it any information it requires in order to carry out its job properly. It has extensive powers. It can ask the bankers what they've had for breakfast, in effect. So it has the powers to find out what the nature and extent of this problem is. I know some of the banks have said it's complicated, it will take some time. It doesn't have to be that complicated. When we see the measure of the problem, the central bank and the authorities can then decide how much is required to fix the problem and levy the banks accordingly. Now, that's going to be a hit against the banks. The government won't like it, the banks won't like it, but it's what we need to do in the name of fairness and equity.
Thank you very much for joining us. That's Alan Jukes there, former finance minister and former public interest director at Anglo-Irish Bank. Coming up to 17 minutes past 5 o'clock.